This week on Paranormally Speaking, new UFO reports. For starters, the Pentagon confirmed last month that there have been over 400 new cases this year alone of certifiable unidentified flying objects or unidentified aerial phenomenon. They really don't want to call it extraterrestrial in origin or say that it's not from this world, but the reports indicate just that. No government has any knowledge of where these flying vehicles are coming from, why they can maneuver the way they do, and where they're going when they shoot out of sight. I'll be discussing that this week, along with a few other new UFO sighting tidbits, first-hand reports from second-hand information, and other fun UFO stories. So please hold for an important message from one of my sponsors.
Now playing one of the biggest podcasts of the week on the free iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting.
Oh, this is a great time to be alive. We're at the tail end of a pandemic. There's civil and social unrest. There's wars and rumors of wars. And for thousands of years, we've been told that that would be a sign of the end days. Technically, since the day we were born, we're one day closer to death. So every day is an end day. This is a time when the military wants to hear more about UFO sightings. Future President Gerald Ford was the top Republican in the House when he forwarded his tips about UFO sightings to the Air Force in 1966. The Air Force sent an astrophysicist, J. Allen Hynek, from Northwestern University to Michigan in order to investigate. Swamp gas was Hynek's flippant explanation. According to a frustrated press release Ford issued demanding a congressional investigation into UFOs. Was it actually swamp gas? This Michigan radio reports, worth the click, they say. Problem is, this expert's analysis of what was being seen, what hundreds of eyewitnesses were testifying to, and what our own president at that time wanted released to the public, was almost being stifled by the scientific community. Today, the military is being very careful not to appear flippant about UFOs. In fact, the number of UFO sightings logged by the U.S. government near government property is on the rise. A U.S. Navy intelligence official told lawmakers in the first public congressional hearing on UFOs in more than 50 years. Reports of sightings are frequent and continuing. Deputy Director of Navy Intelligence Scott Bray told members of the House Intelligence Committee, "We need to remove the stigma of UFO sightings. Call them UAPs." Bray said the military has worked hard to remove the stigma around UFOs by calling them unexplained aerial phenomena. There's a process that was introduced in 2019 for Navy pilots and other military personnel to report a sighting. Guidelines are posted in the cockpits of military aircraft. And according to a personal source of mine who is a commercial airline pilot, they have the same protocol to follow. The message is now clear. If you see something, you need to report it, Bray said. Don't be afraid. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't torture yourself by thinking you're going to be ridiculed. An official Office of UAP Inquiry was established. The Pentagon created and dedicated an office to facilitate the identification of previously unknown or unidentified airborne objects in a methodical, logical, and standardized manner. According to another official, Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security, Ronald Moultrie. That figure now exceeds 400, Bray said, although many of those reports are from previous years and most lack the documentary evidence that might be needed for a more thorough investigation. More and more people, more and more well-respected, decorated personnel in the military are coming forward with what they've seen as far back as the 1980s, as most recently as 2014, and as frequently as now. Bray showed several videos to lawmakers, one featuring a few frames of fast-moving UAPs that have not been identified, and two featuring triangle-shaped lights recorded by a camera through night vision goggles. The government now thinks it's an illusion of light passing through the goggles and into the camera that created this triangular shape. The idea behind the new UFO openness is the government wants to better understand unexplained objects to make sure they don't represent some new and threatening technology. Not a single superpower government knows what's going on or has come forward claiming ownership of such technology, nor has our intel provided any information showing that our allies or our potential enemies or those that we're having friction with currently have the access to technology that literally defies known physics and the laws of science and gravity. An object that we encounter can likely be isolated, characterized, identified, and if necessary, under a microscope, it can be examined more thoroughly. Most objects can be explained, but classified briefings are to follow. UAPs often end up being weather balloons or new technology, drones, for example. But there is a bin of unexplained incidents that require more study, like the aerial maneuverability that defies the known laws of the speed of sound and light. Both officials say they are committed to transparency. Our goal is not to potentially cover up something. It is to expose everything for public consumption. Interesting how this was also closed off and isolated, and no one could really get their hands on any fraction of the truth until the pandemic struck us in 2020. Then our military and our government, the Pentagon, so on and so forth, start releasing all this information, all this newfound evidence, pictures, videos, interactions, night vision videos, pictures. The list goes on. It's almost as if they're finally embracing it and they pick a global pandemic when all the world's paying attention to spiking gas prices, shortages of every means of produce and product known to man, to release information like this. So it's not really watched heavily by the public eye as it should be. More disclosures across the intelligence community. Many have argued there's a movement toward more disclosures in the intelligence community. And I think the official was referring to the disclosure of intelligence about Russia's plan to invade the Ukraine when he said the following: just over the last 3 or 4 months, I think that the intelligence community and the national defense apparatus have disclosed more info on various events that it has in probably the previous 10 years. Now, this is a long way from Project Blue Book. Even the appearance of transparency is a very different approach to UAPs or UFOs than the secretive government UFO sighting programs of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, specifically Project Blue Book, which was run by the Air Force and officiated by the CIA. It was launched a million conspiracy theories. Think Roswell, New Mexico. Project Blue Book was shuttered in the late 60s after 12,618 sightings were reported and 701 remained unexplained. The program was very expensive at the time, and none of the reported UFO sightings were shown to be a national security threat. Not even the swarm of UFOs that flew over our nation's capital and the White House in the 1950s, which that was captured by the mainstream media, military cameras, and various other onlookers who were able to see it for themselves and watch it on the evening news. The Tic Tac video helped reignite inquiries. Now, when I say Tic Tac, I'm referring to the new UFO sightings that are a smaller craft and look exactly like the Tic Tac Breath Mint. When the catalog of recent UAP sightings was released by the Director of National Intelligence in 2021, CNN's Anderson Cooper talked to retired Navy Lieutenant Commander Alex Dietrich. He was one of the pilots who witnessed a UAP in November 2004. It was recorded on a grainy video in the famous Tic Tac video. The object was white and oval, and it moved in unexpected directions at shocking speed and no visible means of propulsion. No trail of any kind of heat or smoke, any kind of an exhaust. Nothing appeared. Dietrich described interrogation-style interviews with the Office of Naval Intelligence after that sighting, but said it was important for people to see unexplained things to come forward so that experts can study and explain them. He says, "I'm trying to reduce the stigma for other air crew so that if they see something or when they see something, they'll actually say something and that they will not feel embarrassed or ashamed to make these reports and that they will actually be contributing to this data pool of information that we have and will continue to build on." Please hold for a very important message from one of my sponsors. Available to order now, my first audiobook, Neil Parks Presents Truly Terrifying Tales, narrated by me. It's ready to order and download on Bandcamp.com. My other books, of course, are always available to order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. You can also order t-shirts that I designed that I normally sell at conventions, festivals, lectures, and my book signings. I always have the 9-inch tall 3D printed Bigfoot silhouettes available, and last spring my first children's book was released. It was written by my good friend and fellow author, R.L. Walker. I illustrated this book, and it was a major shift in gears for me, considering that my writing and art style has always been dark and scary. To order any of what I just mentioned, you can also go to my email, which is parksparanormal@gmail.com. That is parksparanormal@gmail.com. Standing by. Some of the most recent headlines that have been catching the eye of the general population. Roswell officer's deathbed confession about theory of alien cover-up. Do aliens exist? This question has baffled humans ever since prehistoric man noticed the bright stars in our sky. Thousands of paranormal sightings have been recorded on video since then, with many conspiracy theories about the infamous Roswell and fictional films such as E.T. and Alien generating much interest among UFO hunters. A few headlines. Hal Britt, which is short for a person from Britain, hacked into NASA for proof of UFOs and found cigar-shaped alien craft photos of cigar-shaped and the newly coined Tic Tac UFOs, as well as triangular-shaped UFOs, photographs of them near our space station, near military installations, and flying into and out of our moon. A UFO flew circles around police helicopters, reveals border agents who have been seeing things. Aliens will be electronic entities, not little green men, Lord Rees tells UFO cranks. Recently, there was a mysterious alien signal that came from an Earth-like star system, scientists have said. Also, why not look inside the mystery of how 62 children all saw the exact same UFO sighting at their school? An Army officer's secret diary could hold keys to Roswell's UFO mystery, claims an ex-CIA agent. Inside the Roswell UFO report, which sparked questions of an alien cover-up over 50 years ago. That was 1947. My God, 1997 would have been 50 years ago. We're currently in 2022. So that was a long time ago, 1947. I remember the 50-year anniversary. X-Files was still in its prime. It was still a great show at that point. And they did a few Roswell-esque episodes pertaining to the Roswell incident. a close friend of mine at that time was telling me about an acquaintance of his father who was really good friends with a former deep operations FBI agent who told him that shows like The X-Files don't even scratch the surface of what's truly going on. An ancient book was discovered about aliens, shows that humans believe they were here around 300 years ago. Time Traveler from 2236 issues alien warning before deadly meteor. A man claims he is a super soldier. He's a super soldier who's battle-worn from fighting intergalactic wars on Mars, on Neptune, and the moons of Saturn. NASA to launch nudes into space and latest bid to make contact with aliens by sending pictures and videos of naked Earthlings. What is a supermassive black hole? What's beyond the event horizon? Is this an A through Z doorway that allows you to fold space and time and pass through in a nanosecond? Alien grays created using DNA from abducted humans, a UFO expert claims. Humans will have close encounters with aliens within years, an ex-NASA scientist says. Inside world's most haunted forest, entire community vanishes after UFO sightings. Mystery object crashes into Earth in lightning storm as onlookers fear an alien invasion. If you remember the premise of the movie War of the World, the one starring Tom Cruise, it was just that scenario. Strange aliens coming to Earth through lightning storms, going underground into crafts or weapons that were already put underground by ancient civilizations. Seagulls could be alien spies sent to watch us, a UFO expert claims. I hate when they make crazy claims like that and they throw the word expert in there. It just kind of discredits the word expert. Aliens may not make contact with humans for another 400,000 years, study claims. Elon Musk would block contact with aliens if they use Twitter, expert warns. Woman fears she will be abducted by aliens after making 9 UFO sightings. Interesting number, 9 and then you're done. NASA plans to contact extraterrestrials that will attract hostile aliens, claims scientists. Don't really want to have any hostile aliens stopping here or communicating with us. We already have our own earthly problems with hostiles. Aliens may be living in icy shell of Jupiter's tiny moon, Europa, scientists believe. And mystery lights following a U.S. warship kept secret by Pentagon for years, UFO enthusiasts reveal. Please hold for an important message from one of my sponsors.
Unparalleled insider access. Get it all. Introducing the SiriusXM Platinum VIP plan. Our newest, most exclusive plan. Listen in two cars, plus stream anywhere with two app logins. Access a massive, exclusive library of live concert video and audio recordings through nugs.net. Have opportunities to experience live and virtual SiriusXM events, including VIP-only exclusives. Get all your questions answered by a dedicated VIP customer care team. Plus, get all the entertainment we've got. It's all included with your Platinum VIP subscription. Be a VIP. Call 844-711-8800 to learn more. Offer details apply. One login per activated vehicle. Not available in Canada.
And welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking with me this long. I don't have much left to get through, but I would be happy to share this with you as a former Pentagon UFO official, Louis Elizondo, is to reveal shocking details in a new book. The former head of the U.S. government's secretive UFO program is penning a book for HarperCollins that includes profound implications for humanity. The former director of a secretive U.S. government UFO program is ready to tell his full story and also to discuss the secret space program. He headed the Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program effort to study UFOs around the world and affiliated with the secret space program. He has signed a book deal with William Moreau, an imprint of HarperCollins, after a competitive bidding war for the U.S. publishing rights. The memoir promises to reveal shocking, never-before-shared details regarding his learned information about UFOs and the profound implications for humanity, all of which will escalate what is already a hot-button topic globally. He was featured on CBS's 60 Minutes segment on the UFO phenomenon. That has racked up 10 million views on YouTube, making it the show's fourth most watched segment on that streaming service. Former President Barack Obama added on The Late Show in May of 2021, "What is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are, where they come from. We can't explain how they moved, their trajectory. They did not have an easy explainable pattern." And so, you know, I think that people still take seriously trying to investigate and figure out what that is. In June, the Pentagon released the long-awaited report in 2021 on UFOs, which have been redubbed Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. That contained limited information about the task forces and the secret space program's findings. The report focused on 143 sightings by military aviators made since 2004 alone. Of the objects that seemed to defy traditional classification and some of which seemed to break the laws of physics as well, the report offered five possible conclusions about what objects could be, and that ranged from the ultra-mundane birds, plastic bags, to the rather worrisome top-secret technology from U.S. adversaries like Russia and China, to the rather eyebrow-raising other, most significantly to UFO buffs. The report did not rule out aliens and concluded more study was needed. The American people now know a small portion of what my colleagues in the Pentagon have been privy to for decades, says Mr. Elizondo, that the UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, are not secret U.S. technology, that they do not seem to belong to any known allies or adversaries, and that our intelligence services have yet to identify a terrestrial explanation for these extraordinary vehicles. This conversation is only just beginning. Elizondo was a former U.S. Army counterintelligence special agent and helped hunt drug traffickers, terrorists, and spies in 2008. He was asked to be part of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, a $22 million program sponsored by then-Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to study UFOs. In 2010, he was made director of the program, and in 2017, he resigned from his position in protest of excessive government secrecy regarding UFOs. Elizondo was also involved in To the Stars, Academy of Arts and Sciences, from 2017 to 2020, and appeared on History Channel's Unidentified Inside America's UFO Investigations. In 2019, a Pentagon spokesperson attempted to cast doubt on Elizondo's leadership role within the AATIP. But Harry Reid issued a counterstatement that firmly vouched for Elizondo's position. Elizondo's book deal was brokered by Dan Farah of Farah Films and Management and Yfat Reese Jindal of YRP Partners and Literary and Media, with the Moral Dupertuis, Senior VP and Executive Editor at William Morrow. His involvement with the secret space program was confirmed and cannot be denied.
Fantastic.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction, Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. Theufostore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
That's terrific.
Security guards issued shotguns to shoot down UFO buzzing a nuclear power plant. Oh my gosh. Incidences of UFOs encroaching the airspace of nuclear reactors have been occurring for decades, and the officials have been denying and downplaying them, hoping the public will forget about them and stop asking questions. In this troubling documented case, not only did a huge diamond-shaped UFO penetrate the reactor's restricted airspace, it actually turned off the security systems. Thanks to the archives of detailed investigations conducted for decades by the National Investigative Committee of Aerial Phenomena, also known as NICAP, and Dr. Alan Hynek's Center for UFO Studies, here are the details of this hair-raising event where another UFO penetrated restricted airspace with impunity in 1984. The UFO hovers over a nuclear power plant on June the 24th, 1984, Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant in Peeksville, New York. Investigator was Fran Ridge, 10:30 to 10:45. Security guards at the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant reported seeing a UFO over the plant for approximately 15 minutes. It was roughly 30 stories above the exhaust funnel of one of the plant's three nuclear reactors. UFO investigator Philip J. Imbrogno for the Dr. J. Alan Hynek Center for UFO Studies in Chicago, Illinois, interviewed six of the 12 security guards who saw the UFO. The UFO, according to the witnesses, was huge in size, diamond-shaped, and approximately 450 feet in length. Diamond-shaped and changing colors. It was first white, then changed to blue, to red, to green, to amber in color. Local police in Peeksville received numerous UFO sightings during the same evening. One of them, Sergeant Carl Hoffman, said the UFO he observed included a dozen white lights in V formation that slowly moved towards the power plant at Indian Point. The security systems were shut down. An investigator uncovered some interesting information. As the UFO approached the nuclear power plant, it flew within 30 feet of its reactor number 3. When it did, the security of the plant systems shut down, as did all of the alarms and communication systems. Security guards issued shotguns, armed helicopters, and launchers. Security guards were issued these and were waiting for the final word to shoot at the UFO. A request was also made for an armed helicopter to come and shoot down the UFO, but before the command was given, the UFO moved away and left the area. Carl Patrick of the Plant's Information Office, when questioned by investigators about the UFO, had this to say, "I can neither confirm nor deny that the guards fired upon, but they did what was necessary to protect the plant." Well, now that I have finished sending your brain on a high-speed chase, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode and learned a little something. Also, be sure to look up all of those headlines I rattled off to you. Go back and listen to the headlines if you have to. Google this stuff. It's there, man. You just have to do a little digging. It's always been there, but now it's being validated by our own government, our military, and governments of the rest of the world. Strangely enough, China has been releasing a lot of information about decades and decades of their UFO finds and evidence collected. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Please be sure to join me next week for another fun-filled episode, which will be action-packed. I'm Neil Parks, your host for Paranormally Speaking. As I've said before, in case you don't know that about me, I am an award-winning author, screenwriter, retired paranormal investigator. I still research, and I consult with other research teams and other investigators to give them a deep insight into what they may be tackling and how to proceed with caution. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you.